Good morning, friends at Faith Baptist Church. Something new that we're trying and giving devotionals, so you have at least the audio. It's good to hear a person's voice. It's amazing how we get used to one another's voices and recognize it. I can picture you listening to this devotional this morning that I'm giving, and it's because it's something that's on my heart and very pertinent to our days that we're living in. Someone has said it so aptly in the past, and I have reminded myself of this acrostic. When you're speaking and doing preaching, it's very important to practice RIB, which is rib, in order to be R is relevant, I interesting, and B biblical. I trust that these devotionals will be rib for you. In keeping with our times and understanding the day in which we live, I was thinking about the importance of gathering together and how I miss not being together on a Sunday morning or throughout the week with our Bible studies. And I'm sure you feel the same way. So I thought and devoted my time to studying some passages of Scripture in regards to the fellowship of the saints of Jesus Christ. The importance of the body of Christ coming together, known as the church. The church is comprised of believers that love the Lord and have committed their lives to Him. And the beauty of our salvation is that it is free to all, and many people worldwide have experienced that reality. And God is not limited to our evangelism methods, for His Holy Spirit is alive and well on earth today, calling people to Himself. And I often feel that God speaks the loudest when we are in our most difficult of circumstances. God is speaking loudly to the world today through COVID virus. If there ever is a time where God has the attention of the entire world, I believe it is in times like this. And the church misses the point of being in fellowship. We're not considered to be an essential service, and yet I feel that it is so essential for us to have times of fellowship together. So this is our way of doing that. And the church was born on the day of Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it continues to grow through the work of that same Holy Spirit. And the work of the Holy Spirit that identified itself in great power through signs and wonders. And I believe that we are still living in the days of the Holy Spirit doing great work through signs and wonders. The history account of the early church tells us that those that came to faith in Jesus Christ met together. Very important that they met together to devote themselves to the teaching of the apostles, to prayer, the breaking of bread, and to fellowship. Those four things are noted in the history of the early church. And today, given the condition of the world, I find myself devoting myself to the reading and studying of God's word. I think it's very important that you at home take time to have your own private time with the Lord and devote yourself to the study and the reading of God's word. And I've done that, and done it together with Eunice. We have times of prayer that are precious. But I miss the other parts of those four criteria of the early church, and that is breaking bread, having times of the Lord's table, communion, together. And that is only done when we gather together with others. The communion table experience, but you can do that at home with your family as well. But there's nothing like the fellowship of the saints to enjoy the communion experience and the fellowship that there is in that. The body of Christ was never meant to exist in isolation. I think that's very important to remind ourselves. I think I have a better appreciation maybe today for some of those that in different parts of the world are part of an underground church movement because of the restrictions regarding meeting together. There's something about meeting together. There's something about fellowship, looking people in the eyes, shaking hands, hugging one another, and worshiping together that is so powerful and still is a marker of the Christian church. Now, this word fellowship, it comes from a Greek word, koinonia, and it means more than just being together. It means sharing and caring for one another. It expresses how much we need each other for encouragement and motivation in living our Christian lives. Church was never meant to be a spectator sport. And church was never meant for unsaved people to feel entertained. You are the church, and you are meant to have fellowship with other Christians. And when that closeness no longer exists, you are out of fellowship with the saints. The Christian church was known for their love for one another. And in thinking about that love and how it was identified by that love and how they cared and shared and motivated and looked after one another, we see that in parts of church today. And even more so in times of need for those that are shut in and can't get out. The special things of just a phone call for that touch, that human touch, or a drop-in visit if you can do it. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 12 to 26, I guess it is, the Bible talks about the unity and the diversity of the body of Christ. And I think that's why it's so important, this area of fellowship, because we're not all the same. And I love what it says. Let me read it. It's a rather lengthy passage, but I think it's very important to formulate exactly what this thing called fellowship really is. Just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they are all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So in this wonderful thing of the church, the body of Christ, is this word koinonia, which is the fellowship and the encouragement and that diversity, as I've just read, and even using medical terms to describe the body of Christ, the body of the human being, how much we need each other. God knows how much we need each other. I can't understand why some folks have no need for fellowship, as it's described in this passage. It's easy to withdraw when you're hurt by another believer, when you're hurt by a pastor. It's easy to stay home on Sunday morning and watch television program or video or computer from some amazing preacher in a thriving church. And this is becoming even more popular. You don't have to financially give to this ministry if you don't want to keep it alive. And you don't have to drive to a building. You can stay at home. And you don't have to feel committed to show up if you don't want to. Really, it's become like virtual church. What a thought. It's not what Jesus intended for his people. A church that is all about me is not a church of his choosing. So why do I say all of this, and what's my point that I want to make? Here's what I want to leave you with. There is nothing that can fill the need for Christian fellowship, even if it's one other believer. There's something about corporate worship, corporate prayer, corporate care, where we pull together and we need each other. And I believe that the good that will come out of the days in which we live is that we will appreciate so much more being together. But not only just being together, but caring for one another deeply. Thank you, church, for what you're doing. I understand that there are many of you that are making phone calls and the connections through the church and Andrea's ministry at the office. It's a wonderful thing how much we need that human touch, however we do it. There is nothing that can fill the need for Christian fellowship except the gathering of God's people who truly love being together in one way or another. For we need each other. Each of us are an important part of the body. And you may not think that you're that significant, but in God's sight, you're very significant. And you're very much a part of the body of Christ. And when that part is missing, it's just not whole. It's just not the same. And it's just not right. Recently, I was watching a documentary about a gentleman who was working as a forklift operator for the Ford Motor Company. And when the COVID virus struck the USA, the Ford Motor Company reconfigured their assembly plant to build ventilators. A very interesting story of how that took place. They did it in rather short order. The forklift operator was part of the assembly line, now moved from the machinery onto an assembly line to help build these ventilators. And his job was to insert a valve for breathing purposes into this machine. A very delicate and intricate process, yet so vital to make the machine give life to those who depended on it. His job went from driving a forklift to giving life to people in desperate need. An amazing story, how good it made him feel that he had a part in this great big operation, and it reached people outside of the plant. It reached people around the world. And the connection there, I thought, was a great story to how the church needs to feel. All of you are an important part of the fellowship at Faith Baptist Church. Your part in the fellowship of the saints is a life-giving role. Well, I'm looking forward to the time that we will be together. There's a song that was recorded some years ago, was popular, sung by Joni Mitchell. It kind of sums up rather well what I'm trying to say. Imagine that, a song from the past. And there's one line in particular, I don't know the name of the song, but the one line that caught my attention has stuck with me now for a number of years, and is so applicable for what I'm saying today. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. And I trust that when we meet together again in corporate worship, we'll treasure the fellowship of the saints. So until he comes to take us home, let's continue to enjoy the fellowship of the saints. Whatever manner, whichever way, God bless you and thank you for listening. Our Heavenly Father, for the thoughts that I've shared, I trust that they'll resonate with those that are listening. For those that feel that they're not that important a part in this fellowship of the church, I pray, Father, they'll understand their gifting and their place and how much they're needed and loved. And may they in turn reciprocate those feelings and thoughts and actions to others in this fellowship. We thank you, Father, that we have one another. Who can we turn to if we can't turn to the people of God and to the church? Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, that you have given us a plan of salvation whereby we can make sense out of all of life, whatever it throws our way. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All in his hands, all in his plans. So glad to know that it's all in his hands. Don't know what tomorrow may bring. Just glad to know I belong to the King. Oh, we fret and we worry about what lies ahead. We're pressured with our payments, and how will we be fed? The country's going downhill, it can only last so long. Oh, what a situation, how did we go so wrong? All in His hands, all in His plans. So glad to know that it's all in His hands. Don't know what tomorrow may bring, just glad to know I belong to the King. If you find yourself troubled about your problems, my friend, don't think that your days have to come to an end. If you know Jesus, you will live eternally. So know that your future will be heavenly. All in His hands, all in His plans. So glad to know that it's all in His hands. Don't know what tomorrow may bring, just glad to know I belong to the King. So glad to know that He knows everything.